Chapter 4. Jnana Yoga, the Path of Knowledge. The Supreme Lord said, I imparted this imperishable yoga of knowledge, achieved by selfless action, to Surya, the presiding deity of the sun. Surya taught it to his son, Vaivashvata Manu, who passed it on to his son, Ikshvaku. O conqueror of the enemy, thus the saintly kings such as Nimi, Janaka, and others learned this yoga, which was passed down to them by disciplic succession. But in the course of time, this teaching has been lost. As you are my devotee and friend, I now reveal to you this supreme secret, the eternal yoga. Arjuna said, Vivishvam, the sun god, was born in ancient times, long before you were. Therefore, how am I to consider that you previously gave these teachings to him? The Supreme Lord said, O chastiser of the enemy, both you and I have passed through many births. I can remember all of them, whereas you, O Arjuna, cannot. Although my eternal form is transcendental to birth and death, and I am the Lord of all beings, I appear within the world in my divine nature, by my sweet will, extending my internal potency. O Bharata, whenever there is a decline of religion and an uprising of irreligion, I personally make my advent. I appear age after age to deliver the saintly devotees, vanquish the miscreants, and firmly establish true religion. O Arjuna, one who comes to know thus the truth of my pastimes of divine birth and activities, does not undergo rebirth. After giving up this body, he attains me. My grace is revealed to him as my personal transcendental joyful potency, Hladini Shakti. His heart is melted in divine love, and he attains my eternal devotional service. Free from attachment, fear, and anger, many persons have taken shelter in me, absorbing their hearts in my services, hearing, chanting, and remembering. Purified by knowledge and the fire of ordeal in my service, they attain divine love for me. Howsoever people surrender to me, I accordingly reward them. Being the ultimate goal of all paths, I am the objective to be attained by all. O Partha, all men follow my various paths. Persons who desire the fruit of their actions worship the gods, since in the human plane actions swiftly bear fruit. The four social divisions, classified according to the material modes of nature and corresponding activities, are made manifest by me. Although I am the doer of this, know me to be the non-doer and unchangeable. I am never implicated by action, nor do I desire the fruits of action. One who knows me thus, as the Supreme Lord, transcendental to worldly action, is never bound by action. Knowing this basic principle, seekers of liberation in previous times renounced all fruitive work and performed their duties as a selfless offering to me. Likewise, you should adopt this yoga of selfless action, as did the great saintly persons of yore. What is action? What is inaction? Even the learned have difficulty understanding this. Hence, I shall enlighten you in this matter, knowing which you will be liberated from inauspiciousness. The true nature of action is difficult to comprehend. One should understand prescribed action, prohibited action, and inaction. One who sees action within inaction, and inaction within action, is wise among men. He is a yogi and a performer of all actions. One whose every action is without fruitive desire, and who burns all actions in the fire of knowledge, is described by the wise as learned. Such a person, giving up attachment to the fruits of action, fully content in the eternal bliss within and free from mundane dependence, though fully active, does nothing at all. Desireless, controlling mind and body by the intelligence, and renouncing all possessiveness and acquisition, no sinful or pious reaction is incurred by such a person who may act to acquire mundane objects merely for his bodily sustenance. Content with whatever is readily available and unaffected by dualities of pleasure and pain, attraction and aversion, such a person has no envy. He is equipoised, neither elated nor dejected in success or failure. Though active, he is not bound by any action. For one who is detached, enlightened and liberated, all his actions performed in the spirit of sacrifice are perfectly dissipated.
Commentary. The actions of one practicing the yoga of selfless action do not lead to apurva, as considered by the philosophers known as karma mimamsaka. According to their ethical yet atheistic ideology, the karma mimamsakas, or mundane rationalists, claim that pious actions produce an unseen, subtle potency known as apurva, which must fructify at the appropriate time after death. Their conception that this fruit can later be shared by others is meant to show the eternality of karma, or action, but it ignores the presence of the supreme autocrat. So the statement of Sri Krishna, Samagram Praviliyate, all actions are dissipated, ought not be misinterpreted to mean that the actions of liberated souls cause some such remote worldly consequence or apurva. Rather, the Lord indicates that the actions offered to him by the selfless karma yogi do not cause any subsequent reaction to be either enjoyed or suffered by others in this mundane plane. End of commentary, and returning to the text translations. Text 24, Chapter 4.
The ladle is Brahman. The oblation is Brahman. Offered by Brahman into the fire of Brahman. One whose consciousness is fully absorbed in Brahman action certainly attains to Brahman, the Absolute. Some yogis offer sacrifices to the demigods, and others offer the self into the fire of Brahman by vibrating the pranav mantra, Om. Some offer their senses of hearing, touching, seeing, tasting and smelling into the fires of self-control. Yet others offer the sense objects of sound, touch, form, taste and smell into the fire of the senses. Again, there are the yogis who offer all the functions of the senses and the life forces into the yogic fire of self-purification, ignited by knowledge. Sincere in their practices and faithful to their vows, some persons sacrifice their possessions. Some undergo strict penances as a sacrifice. Some practice the eightfold mystic yoga as a sacrifice, and yet others perform knowledge sacrifice by singing and introspectively studying the Vedas. Others practice breath control. Closing the right nostril and inhaling through the left, they bring the ascending air into union with the descending. Closing the left nostril and exhaling through the right, they similarly offer the descending air into the ascending. Then, closing both nostrils, they check both ascending and descending airs. Yet other practitioners of sense control offer all the senses into the life airs by reducing their food intake. All these persons are knowers of sacrifice, purified by sacrifice. Enjoying the nectarine remnants of sacrifice, they attain to the eternal plane of the Absolute. O Arjuna, foremost of the Kurus, without sacrifice one cannot attain fulfillment in this world, to say nothing of the next. Thus many types of sacrifice are described in the Vedas and allied scriptures. Know that they are all accomplished through action of thought, word and deed. Knowing this, you will be liberated from the bondage of action. O Arjuna, subduer of the enemy, knowledge sacrifice is superior to the sacrifice of material objects, because the perfection of all action, including its fruit, is its culmination in knowledge. You will be able to attain knowledge by satisfying the Divine Master with submission, relevant inquiry, and sincere service. The enlightened souls who are learned in scriptural knowledge and endowed with direct realization of the Supreme Absolute Truth will impart divine knowledge to you. O Pandava, when you are enlightened by this knowledge of the reality, you will no longer be subject to your present illusion. You will see the one spiritual nature in all species of life, from highest to lowest, and that all are situated within me. Even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, you will cross the ocean of sins by the boat of knowledge. As a blazing fire renders wood to ashes, O Arjuna, the fire of knowledge burns up all worldly actions. In this world there is nothing as pure as knowledge. Eventually, a person who has achieved perfection in the yoga of selfless action naturally realizes this knowledge within his heart. It is the devoted, faithful, and sense-controlled person who attains knowledge. Achieving enlightenment, such a person soon attains the supreme peace. The ignorant, faithless, and doubting person is doomed to misfortune. For the doubting soul, there can be happiness neither in this life nor the next. O Dhananjaya, renouncing all worldly actions by following the path of selfless action, one who severs all his doubts by knowledge and realizes his internal divine nature can never be bound by action. Therefore, O Bharat, with the sword of knowledge, slash to shreds all these doubts in your heart, which are born of ignorance. Take refuge in selfless action and arise for battle. End of chapter 4. The Path of Knowledge, from the conversation of Sri Krishna and Arjuna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, the Yoga Scripture of Transcendental Knowledge, in Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharat, the holy scripture revealed by Srila Vyasadeva in 100,000 verses.